On the third day, I commanded the earth to make grow great and fruitful trees, and hills, and seed to sow. And I planted paradise, and enclosed it, and placed as armed guardians flaming angels, and thus I created renewal. Then came evening, and came morning the fourth day, Wednesday. On the fourth day, I commanded that there should be great lights on the heavenly circles. On the first uppermost circle, I placed the stars, Cruno, and on the second, Aphrodite. On the third, Eris. On the fifth, Zeus. On the sixth, Hermes. On the seventh, Lesser, the moon, and adorned it with the lesser stars. And on the lower, I placed the sun for the illumination of day, and the moon and stars for the illumination of night. The sun, that it should go according to each constellation, 12, and I appointed the succession of the months and their names and lives, their thunderings and their hour markings, how they should succeed. Then evening came and morning came the fifth day, Thursday. On the fifth day, I commanded the sea that it should bring forth fishes and feathered birds of many varieties, and all animals creeping over the earth, going forth over the earth on four legs and soaring in the air, male sex and female, and every soul breathing the spirit of life. And there came evening, and there came morning, the sixth day, Friday. On the sixth day, I commanded my wisdom to create man from seven consistencies: 1, his flesh from the earth; 2, his blood from the dew; 3, his eyes from the sun; 4, his bones from stone; 5, his intelligence from the swiftness of the angels and from cloud; 6, his veins and his hair from the grass of the earth; 7, his soul from my breath and from the wind. And I gave him seven natures: to the flesh hearing, the eyes for sight, to the soul smell, the veins for touch, the blood for taste, the bones for endurance, to the intelligence sweetness, enjoyment. I conceived a cunning saying to say, I created man from invisible spiritual and from visible physical nature. Of both are his death and life and image. He knows speech like some created thing, small in greatness, and again great in smallness. And I placed him on earth, a second angel, honorable, great, and glorious. And I appointed him as ruler to rule on earth and to have my wisdom. And there was none like him of earth of all my existing creatures. And I appointed him a name from the four component parts, from east, from west, from south, from north. And I appointed for him four special stars, and I called his name Adam, and showed him the two ways, the light and the darkness. And I told him, this is good and that bad, that I should learn whether he has love towards me or hatred, that it be clear which in his race love me. For I have seen his nature, but he has not seen his own nature. Therefore, through not seeing, he will sin worse. And I said, after sin, what is there but death? And I put sleep into him, and he fell asleep. And I took from him a rib, and created him a wife, that death should come to him by his wife. And I took his last word, and called her name Mother, that is to say, Eva, Eve.